Hey gang, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the freedom that comes with trading. But before we hop into this episode, I want to give you guys a big thank you for how much you've been supporting shows. I always ask to please leave a rating and a review to help grow the show. And I've been going through them and I've been getting a lot of ratings and a lot of reviews. So keep it up. It is the best way that we can spread the word about what we're doing here with the Trading Coach Podcast, and allows us to reach new traders and get more questions and produce more compelling episodes. So keep up the great job. So yesterday, I got the nerd out a little bit. You guys know from listening to the Trading Coach Podcast or being with me in the live trading room or any of the stuff that we do over at tier1trading.com that I'm a sports nerd, but I'm also a space nerd. And yesterday, we got to witness almost a full eclipse from my perspective. I wasn't in the full zone, but we were like in the 90% zone, which was pretty awesome. And I was telling the traders that I worked with this morning that I made a mistake a couple years ago. I think it was like 2017, we had another eclipse. It wasn't as full as this one, but it was another one, and everyone was saying, don't look at it because you'll burn your retinas and go blind and blah, 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 blah. And I decided to look at it and I learned a very hard lesson. So this year, right, I'm what, 7 years more mature, 7 years wiser, and I decide that I tell myself going into it, I'm not gonna look. I'm gonna get the special glasses we have. I was out at a field, whatever like that, my family, a whole bunch of people around. And of course, what did I do? I looked at it again, right? Now, I did eventually put the glasses on, but I looked at it again. And people were questioning, like, Gil, like, you've been talking about this for weeks and about not looking, how you learned a valuable lesson. I've been warning everyone else. And how come you still looked? And the answer is simple. I am stubborn, right? I am stubborn. I don't like being told what to do. So if someone is going to tell me you shouldn't do something, I'm going to do it. My youngest son is the same way, which is going to get him into a lot of trouble later in life, just like his dad. But, you know, at least it's not just me. But it made me think about something, and really it brought up a trading related topic that I'll dive into a little bit. But it really made me think about who I am as a person and why I got into trading in the first place, right? The reason I decided to be an entrepreneur, even before I knew trading was what was going to fulfill that need, was because I was tired of doing what other people told me to do. I was tired of having a boss that told me when I had to come into work, what I had to dress, blah, 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 right? I've been working since a really young age, probably like 13 or something like that, and it just got old. And the final straw was when I wanted a specific time open, and I remember I declined the job because I asked him, like, hey, I know I have to work a certain amount of hours a week, but can I come in early, like I'll come in 5 o'clock in the morning as long as I can leave by 3 because I want to coach track and field and practice starts at 3. And the boss told me, no, there's no flexibility. And it was something about that felt kind of like a jail, no flexibility. And eventually got into entrepreneurship, that went into real estate investing and trading, where the true value wasn't just kind of financial freedom, but freedom of time as well. And when it comes to trading, one of the things I like about trading is not just the freedom of time, but the freedom that you have in developing what type of trader you want to be. And I think when a lot of us first get into trading, we assume that there's one way, right? There's one secret. I'm pointing in a straight line right here with my hand. I realize I didn't put the video up, so you guys aren't seeing me today. But I think we go into trading thinking there's one clear path that we need to follow. And if you want to be a successful trader, you have to follow this robotic path, right? The truth is, the real freedom of trading and investing is that it is completely open to whatever you want to do, and Forex specifically because of the 24-hour nature of it, meaning that if you want to trade this way, you can. If you want to trade that way, you can. If you want to trade at this time at night, you can. You want to wake up and trade at this time in the morning, you can. If you want to be more short-term and more in and out with the action, you can. If you want to be more passive, you can. There's really no one rule you have to follow. Now, there are recommendations, right? Like rules-based trading and blah, 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 money management, proper risk management, blah, blah, blah. But there's no one set rule from the actual execution style of trading that you have to follow. And that's appealing to a lot of people because we like flexibility. We like being able to do what we want. We like having options. There's not many of us. There are some that really love it, kind of being boxed in and being told what to do because it makes the decision simple. But I would say that most of us like having options, and the freedom, or at least the idea that we have the freedom to do whatever you want. And when it comes to trading, if you're just starting off, right, there's a few big decisions that you have to make. One, you know, where are your philosophical values going to lie as far as what's more important in the market, right? Because there are two things that make the market moves, right? There are team technicals on your left, and in the red corner, team fundamentals, right? There's this two kind of like bulls and bears opposing forces, where the truth is technicals and fundamentals aren't opposing at all. They actually complement each other, but the industry makes it seem like you have to choose one over the other. You can certainly do both, but I do believe that there has to be, one has to trump the other. So I do pay attention to fundamental analysis, news, stuff like that, but all of my trading decisions are made off of the technicals. When I flip around and put my investor hat on, all of my decisions are made off the fundamentals, and only my entries and key levels, I should say, are based off the technical. So you have to know what trumps the other. Within those, there are more decisions. So let's say if you do choose the technical route, which I think is better, especially for a retail trader, then the next decision is, okay, do you want to be mechanical or discretionary? So we think of mechanical as being binary, 1-0, black, white. There's no kind of freedom of expression. There's no freedom of interpretation. It's simply it is or it isn't. So for example, if you're using a moving average cross, and you're using, hey, if the 20 moving average is above the 50 moving average, then I buy. And then if it flips, so the 20 moving average is below the 50 moving average, then I sell, right? You can see there's no room for interpretation, right? The moving average is numerically based. You look at it and one number has to be higher than the other. I suppose they can both be even, but then that wouldn't fit the criteria of one needing to be above, right? But you see how there's no freedom of choice in there. It's either yes or no. That would be the mechanical approach to it. And that would be more for the option of like the people that are like, I just want to be told what to do. I don't trust myself with my thoughts. Just tell me what to do. I want it nice and simple. I don't want to give myself room to mess anything up. On the flip side of that is going to be your discretionary trading. Now, discretionary trading is more, it's not really like this, but the easiest way to explain it is the traders that come in with like a feel for the market, like you're doing something, you're looking at a chart, you're analyzing, you're making decisions, you're making interpretations, you're identifying certain things that other people may identify differently, but because you've got this kind of intuition, you can see it, right? That's the discretionary side. And you know, in my opinion, because I flock toward more towards that side, it is funner, if funner is a word, more fun, because it makes it feel like you're working, right? It's the difference. It's kind of like the difference between buying something from the store and building it yourself. When you build something yourself, you kind of feel more proud of it, right? You also have a better chance of messing it up, if you ask my wife and stuff I try to build around the house. When you buy it from the store, you get it. It you trust that it's right, but it's you don't really get the same sense. So, you know, my mentor always told me that we shouldn't take that into account, like the sense of pride and all that fun stuff. But if we're being realistic about how we are as humans, right, that fulfillment is very important to other aspects of our life and other aspects of our trading. You know, think about it like this. You know, I know plenty of people, and I put myself in this category as well, who work a job that pays less than an alternative job because they get a sense of fulfillment for that job, whether they're doing something for charity or doing something to help kids or whatever it may be, right? They turn down bigger money at maybe a corporation that doesn't stand for stuff they believe in or does bad things or, you know, whatever it may be, to work for something for less money that gives them that sense of joy because they can go home at night and kind of, they feel better. And because they feel better, they're more motivated. When they're more motivated, they're, you know, you just live a more fulfilled and exciting life. And that should be the ultimate goal, in my opinion. Money is good to a certain extent, but it doesn't buy true happiness. Now, with that discretionary trading, I think here's the part that people don't understand. Even though you are a discretionary trader, meaning you give yourself the ability to interpret and decide, you just can't do whatever you want. And we were looking at a few setups today. There were a few really, really good setups on the euro dollar and pound dollar. These may still be around by the time you hear this podcast. It's coming out tonight. head and shoulders opportunities with some really big potential moves to the upside. Tomorrow's a big, or today, whatever you guys are hearing this, Wednesday, whatever Wednesday is for you, is a big news event day as well. CPI is coming out, FOMC minutes are coming out, a bunch of Fed speakers are talking as well. So we're going to see some movement tomorrow. I can guarantee that. And this could be a setup that gets you involved in that trade. And we're breaking it down in the live room. I always share everything that we do in the live room. We have something called the Pro Trade Log where I shoot my ideas. I put it on the chat as well for people that can't attend the room and haven't had a chance to watch the recording. And I was reading some of the comments from people that were reading, newer traders, that were reading, kind of looking at my trading ideas. And they were asking like, hey, where would you put stops? Where would you do this? And I'm saying, okay, well, you know what I would do first? Before I can decide on stops, I have to wait for the pullback, because my entry style is I need price to pull back. Then I look for blah, 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 blah. And then I enter. And kind of a newer trader thing happened. We're like, well, Keel, it's moving up towards the target area right now. Wouldn't it be better just to buy? Right? And that's the kind of the FOMO, the fear of missing out, where we make a prediction of the level. Price starts going to that level and we're like, oh shoot, like it's gonna go to without me. I gotta get in. And then what happens as soon as we get in? You know, it actually happened in this scenario as well. It goes the opposite direction, it retraces, and then people like me get in at a much cheaper price. Learned that lesson the hard and expensive way. But the point was, when they said, Akil, it's moving towards target, shouldn't you get in, or why don't you get in right now? My answer was simple. I said, well, because it doesn't fit in my rules. And you can see, like, rules? Like, what do you mean rules? Like, it's a good trading opportunity, right? Yeah. It's got a good target location? Yeah. Directional bias? Yeah. Well, if you think it's going to go there, shouldn't you just buy before it gets there? No. Right? And that's the difference between discretionary trading and rules-based discretionary trading. Discretionary trading, sure, if I feel it, I can buy it, right? But there's no consistency in that. Right? Even people that claim to have intuition, there's no consistency in it, because at some point we're going to get emotionally influenced, right? So I'm all for discretionary trading, but it has to be discretionary trading within a set of rules. And rules have to be, you know, what you're taking, how you're taking it, you know, risk management, target, stuff like that. You can't just kind of come into the charts and do whatever you want. You have to wait for specific things that meet your rules. Because if you don't have rules, how can you have ever went back and tested it through historical data? How can you analyze that data and see that what you're trading has an edge, right? Positive expectancy. And how do you know if what you're trading is actually profitable or not? And that's the problem. Most traders don't have that. They don't do that. And they don't know. So they get into the markets and they're just doing random stuff and they get random results. And there's no consistent profitability in random results. Either you survive long enough to, you know, just stay break even and keep investing money into your account and then losing it and then investing more money into your account, or you survive long enough to hit the big loss and you're done forever, right? Those are the two options. So you have to surround your discretion by rules. You know, imagine it like if you're an animal, like a electric fence for a dog, for example, where, you know, maybe you put your dog outside and your dog has freedom to roam all around the yard and go to the front, they can go to the back, they can go to the left, they can go to the right. But they know that, hey, I can do anything I want inside this yard, but I cannot go outside that electric fence. That is the protection that rules gives us. And it's not to, I guess, prohibit us from doing stuff. It's to protect us from getting in trouble. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Love to hear your thoughts on rules-based trading. Are you a rules-based trader? Are you a discretionary trader? Let me know. I'll open up a Q&A section on Spotify. And also, before you leave, remember, share this podcast with a buddy of yours, right? Rate, review, all the fun stuff to support what we're doing here at the Trading Coach Podcast. And until next time, plan to trade your plan. Take care.